just gonna go, okay?
Like, yeah. No, nothing. I'll just plug this in and we hope it works.
No script.
No, nothing.
Good. I love no script.
Yeah, no script is all we do. So I'm gonna point out three things and okay. then I'll let you answer, like three
okay.
questions.
Okay.
Three things that are immediately obvious about you.
Okay.
First, you're a woman.
Okay.
Second, you're Chinese.
Yes.
And the third one is actually not obvious, uh-huh. but you're an actual engineer as well. So
yes.
talk to me about it. All okay. three, whatever okay. order you want.
Okay. Wait, we already started?
Sure.
What?
I told you.
Oh my God, I'm still preparing.
Prepare.
Okay,
prepare.
First. This time. First, I'm a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
How come you ended up at Servant Engineering? Like, we have... You 2x'd our women count.
Yeah.
But just by coming.
Yeah, I was introduced by Jay Sovereignty. Like, we have been, we have been friends, like, Bitcoin friends for a long time, probably more than 3 years at Hong Kong. And
right.
he's kind of the person who introduced me to the space.
All right.
Yeah, and right. yeah, he's a very smart person, and I trust him. I trust his technology taste and a lot of things. And then he told me, like, I was ending my contract last month, and then I asked him, like, do you need anything from my office? Because we are going to move. And then he said, oh, so you're free now, let's go to software engineer. I said, what?
All right.
Yeah, that's how the story begins.
Okay.
Yeah. For the woman side, I don't know, does it matter?
No, how did you get interested in technology in the first place, kind of?
Well, it's kind of like the natural thing that when I do the China's SAT, the China's Gaokao, I was doing that math Olympics previously.
Okay.
So if I do math, I can get extra point, so I can go better university. That is how I get into math major.
All right.
And when I graduated, I was like, okay, computer is more fun than math. It's like more complicated.
And did kind of, was that an inborn interest, or did your parents push you to do that, or how does it go? How did that go for you?
I think it goes with natural. Like
yeah?
when I do math at China, the classmate is like 10 boys and 1 girls.
Okay.
So it's natural we become friends and we share about our interests. And then
yeah.
I was like, oh, this is fun. Actually, I get to know Bitcoin at the first day I get into university. Like everyone
really?
Everyone is share about their interests, where they come from, this kind of introduction. And there's one guy say, my name is blah, blah, blah. And the second sentence, I think everyone in our generation should learn what is Bitcoin.
Okay, so you had a crazy guy. All
yeah,
right.
He's great. Yeah. I mean, I have no contact with him. Now, probably he's super rich now.
when was that, if I may ask? Like what
2014.
Year? All right, that's early. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's very early.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was your first contact.
Yes.
Yes, and then what happened after?
Well, for many years, I only thought Bitcoin as a ticker, like Tesla or Nvidia, that's something
yeah.
you can buy and sell.
Yeah.
And then, like, I met G. He kind of like a guest lecturer at the university I went to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He introduced,
oh, wow.
like, yeah.
Professor Qi Sovereignty, I didn't know.
One class professor is still professor. yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then one day he told me, like, I'm working on a project based on Noster. Do you want to check what is it?
All
and
right.
I was like, it's natural. What is Noster? And then I do some Google, I download Damas, I find it's totally not useful.
And when was that? It was like 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
2022, 1 month before Jack Dorsey.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So you were early on Noster as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Earlier than Jack, I'm very proud.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You should be.
Yeah. And yeah.
And that brought you back to the Orange Coin. A little bit.
I, because the thing like I found super weird about Noster at that time is like everyone is talking about Bitcoin. So I actually ask very bizarre question. Like, you can still find my post at that moment probably. Like, what is the difference between Bitcoin and other coin?
Oh, I know that post. It's Noster famous. Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I like 300 people replied to it or something.
Kind
right?
of. Yeah. And then.
Yeah.
People recommend books and like tons of threads. I was like, oh my God, what is this? That is how I started with Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And
you asked the right question.
Yeah.
I hope everyone was kind of helpful.
I don't know. I mean, I'm happy they didn't yell at me. But yeah, whatever. Yeah. But my theory is you cannot actually orange peel anyone, like no one.
Yeah.
But what you can do is you identify people who already accept this philosophy, and you tell them Bitcoin exists.
Yeah, Bitcoin adjacent people, and then it's easier to walk through the door. But you know, there's the saying for a reason: you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
That's true.
It's like that's how it goes.
That's very true.
In the end, you can only orange peel yourself. Yeah. So how was the last 6 weeks for you? So how was Sovereign Engineering for you? What did you expect, and kind of how did it go for you?
It's amazing. It has a lot of up and down. But
it's like life.
Yes. Ultimately, it's amazing, yeah. So I didn't work on the technology side for a year before I come here. So my original expectation is that I want to check about the latest thing, what people are talking about, what people are working on nowadays on Oster. And yeah, I think I find something super interesting, like FIPS.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I will notice FIPS if I didn't come here.
Yeah. FIPS is still very, very niche. It's still a small project.
Exactly, yeah. Kind of the moment when Ian explained how FIPS works on the whiteboard, it gave me the same feeling that the first time I try to read NIP 1, or the first time I try to figure out how Bitcoin actually works.
Yeah. Something clicked, so exactly. you understood that there's something there. Yeah, cool.
It just works.
Yeah. How did it go for you week by week in terms of your demos and the things you wanted to show?
It's very intense, and for the first 3 or 4 weeks, I totally have no idea what I'm doing here.
Yeah, I remember you told me the first week that you were like super, super, super nervous.
Yes, and sweating. I'm thinking I'm the stupidest person in the whole room.
No, don't worry. There's always someone more stupid. Never be nervous.
But yeah. This is like, it's like, and also like, I don't like presentation that much.
Yeah.
So, but ultimately I understand it's not like a typical presentation. It's more like you come here, you do something, and you show people how you do it. It doesn't matter if it's successful or not.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the point. Just show people what you do. It even could be lines of code.
Yeah.
Or like a PR or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you
exactly.
have nothing to show, which means you have some problem.
Exactly. Yeah. No.
you don't do anything this week.
The point of the demos and is kind of to, like you say, show what's inside you. Show how you think. Show what kind of ideas you have.
Yes.
Show what you want to bring into existence and so on.
Yes.
And with the artifact that's presented as the demo, we have something to talk about and to discuss, and then we take it from there.
Exactly.
So it's just about literally kind of expressing yourself in terms of code and just pushing something out.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And how did it go then in the next couple of weeks? Because now you're not as nervous anymore, I feel like. You warmed
that's
up
true.
To it.
Poncha helps.
Poncha helps. Yeah. Poncha fixes things.
Exactly, yeah. Things really getting better is the week that Jonathan become the captain. And what he proposed, like, is this week everyone should work in teams.
Yes.
Yeah. That is the starting point.
So everyone paired up, right?
Yes. That's the starting point for me to actually talk with people, share about visions, talk about what I want to do. It doesn't matter if it's stupid or not. And I become friends with some of them. We talk about life too, which definitely helps.
Oh yeah, absolutely. No, you really get to know people. Like you said, it's a very intense multi-week thing, and there is no escape. You get to know people and you share space a lot. Let's walk up here actually. We can do the whole round.
Like, yeah.
Who did you end up pairing up with? Like, who did you pair up with?
Arian.
Okay, nice. Yeah. How was it? What did you work on?
It's kind of like based on Michael, we built a file sharing system.
Oh,
like Michael
nice.
Now only share insights, only share apps.
Yeah.
The first time I saw Michael, I was like, oh, this is AirDrop.
Exactly, it's AirDrop for apps and other things. Yeah.
And then I realized it only can share apps. I was like, it doesn't make sense.
It should be able to share files as well.
Yeah, I mean, everything can be shared, right?
Yeah,
and the funny thing is, like, Jonathan, he tried to do something. This is the story he told me. He tried to do something with Ian, like, it's like some like FIPS doctor diagnose website or whatever. And then he decided, oh, I want to do something with Jeff G. Like, they try to build white noise. White noise that like FIPS originally supported. Like, it doesn't communicate through Relay, but communicates through FIPS.
Yeah.
And then he talk with Aya, Aya is like, fine. And then it's kind of like a breakup. And then after 5 minutes, we were discussing about if we can do something over Michael.
Yeah, yeah, I see.
Like, I remember he was like walking to the table next to us saying, oh, so you move on so fast.
Yeah, yeah, things evolve very quickly.
I don't know.
What was something that impressed you, this cohort, in terms of demos? Something that you saw that kind of kept stuck in your head?
It's more about like the energy, the passion that everyone have. It's very rare in my daily life, in my daily circle, and working alone is hard. Sometimes you question your vision, question about should I do this, should I do that.
Yeah.
So it's very impressive that I was like, how come software engineer can gather in so many people with similar mind? It's just amazing.
Yeah, I think partly the answer to that is you have to have a special mental makeup to be interested in Nostr and FIPS and especially like bleeding edge Nostr development in the first place. You have to be kind of like a weird, insane person, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then if you do a thing and you basically tell everyone, okay, we just want to have these people and we're gonna lock everyone on an island, you know, for like 6 weeks, then only those kind of people sign up, you know? You have to be highly enthusiastic about about it. Otherwise, you wouldn't come, you know?
I didn't realize this.
It's a self-selecting filter that works really well. No, and I'm really glad that it's working because we have like highly, highly motivated people
this
here that work
really
on awesome stuff.
This is really a far island. It took me 24 hours to
come. That's the point. Hard to get to and hard to leave because it's like, if it would be easy to leave, everyone would leave on like week two because it's just too weird in the beginning. That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So what's next for you?
Ah, oh, that's a very good question. So before I come here, I seriously think about if I don't have a fiat job, people will look at me and judge me. And after this, I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't care. I'm just going to do whatever
good.
I like.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. There's a great book on that written by Richard Feynman. The mm-hmm. title is Why Do You Care What Other People Think?
Because you live in an environment that is surrounded by people.
You live in a society.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's hard to just ignore. You can.
How is it? But you must be, there must be some weird people that don't fit the norm in Hong Kong, right? Like it's you're living in a place where mm-hmm. you can't get away with whatever, going full-time Bitcoin, going full-time Nostr, whatever you want to do, no?
I think it's more like a mental thing instead of the reality thing. Like the only one I need to convince is myself.
Yes, that's how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how is that going? How far along are you on the convincing process?
As I said, I don't care. Let them go. I can do whatever
so,
I like.
So you wanna? What's something you want to explore kind of after the cohort? I mean, you're probably going to decompress a little bit and just, you know, do something that's not Nostr for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And then what?
Then Naplet is cool.
Oh, Naplet was a big thing, yeah.
FIPS is cool. And for that feature I built for Michael, it's so buggy. The first thing I want to make it actually work.
Okay, fix Michael. That's the goal.
Fix Michael.
All right. Yes. Awesome. Ariane will be happy.
No. Well, I don't know.
Good.
I hope he won't yell at me saying, "Oh, you blew up my project."
We talked a little bit about bringing, like, going global with sovereign engineering.
Mm-hmm.
What would be your kind of dream destination of where to do a sovereign engineering cohort? What would be a good place for it that's not Madeira?
Vietnam, Thailand, Hong Kong is kind of pricey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vietnam, Thailand?
All yeah. Right. Personally, I don't like Indonesia too much.
Okay.
It's just my personal failing.
Okay.
But they're a great community at Bali.
I know the Bitcoin Bali people. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, good options. Because we're going to brainstorm some more.
Okay.
And we're going to see what happens.
Please include me in.
Yeah, okay.
We'll include you.
We'll do a brainstorm group.
Yeah.
So we made the whole ring. Any last words? I told you it's going to be a short one.
Oh, Okay. I kind of feel, I'm not sure how many women engineers outside there, but I think if you're going to plan to come here, just ignore yourself as a woman. Just be an engineer.
Just do it. Just come.
Do it. Exactly. Just come. Just do it. Yeah.
We're not. We don't discriminate. All we need is an NPAP and some proof of work.
Exactly.
Like, we don't look at the gender. We don't even know the gender. So yeah, that's exactly. That's from the screening process perspective. We find out very late if someone is a woman or not. So you're already. It's when we meet you in real life, basically. So I want to echo that. You know, to all the women engineers out there, if Noster is something that interests you, or Lightning or Bitcoin and those kind of things, please come. Please come. It was a lot of fun to have you here.
Exactly.
I'm very, very glad you came.
Thank you so much. I'm very glad you organized this.
Big hug. Until next time.
Yeah.
And let's see if the recording worked. You did really, really well. That was fantastic.
So much. Thank you so much.
All right.
Alcohol that's helps.
Alcohol always helps.
Right. Was that your kid?
What?